Before we went live, I kind of put Dr. Rogers on the spot. I asked her, tell us something, you know, we may not know about you. You know, like when you were little, you had a puppy or whatever, you know, just anything. And she, you know, of course she, you know, laughed and, oh, I can't think of anything. I said, tell, what did you want to be when you grew up? She said, oh, when I was 15, I wanted to be a doctor. Of course, I wanted to be a doctor, but everybody around me, nobody even graduated high school. So, I, you know, what have you. We're so glad that she did, that she had that vision, and certainly there's been a higher purpose on her head. She is Dr. Sherry Rogers. PrestigePublishing.com is the source from all her great, great, essential work. Is your cardiologist killing you? Detox or die? The whole like of it. Dr. Sherry Rogers, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Well, thank you. You know, a month or so ago, we were talking about how you rescued your dog by getting him off the
dog food, non-GMO,
the GMO foods and the trans fats, all the garbage that's in our foods as well as in pet food. And then we got a letter from a reader who said she took her husband in for cataract surgery, and when he came out, they said, oops, he's an atrial fib. We're going to have to call in the ablation specialist. And she says, wait a minute. She went home, got some magnesium, and cured him, so they didn't need to destroy his heart. And then a couple of years ago when we were playing tennis, a woman came up to me and said, you don't know me, but my husband had a massive cerebral bleed, huge stroke in his head. He had brain surgery. He was in the hospital for 6 months. They said he would never live. If he did, he would be a vegetable in for the rest of his life. And she said, so I just tanked him up with all the nutrients that I've read in your books and newsletters over the last few years. And you might like to know that he just retired from teaching at Clemson University for 6 years.
Wow.
After that, he got out because she made him so well. People don't, they should never give up. They should just get smarter.
Why do you think people, now we're getting into, you know, this same question that goes over, and I'm just, I was talking to my uncle, was it yesterday, about if somebody is in a white coat, has a stethoscope around their neck and a degree on the wall, they believe everything they say, it comes from God, like Moses down from Mount Sinai or something. They just believe everything they say.
I know, but one of the major things, this year's newsletter, starting with January, we go through the seven major things that make us the leaders of the world in chronic disease. We don't lead the world in health. We're number one in cost and number 43 in health. But the seventh one is managed care, because all of our, if you look at the guidelines, which we go through in our newsletter, which is now in its 30th year, goes to 24 countries every month, and people can get it electronically or in snail mail. Anyway, if you look at the practice guidelines, which we have, of all the different specialties, not one, not even one, not neurology, not emergency, not cardiology, not cancer, none of them look at the two causes for all disease. The nutrient levels go down and the toxicity levels go up. They are all drugs, devices, and surgery. As soon as they have a symptom, go on this drug. The next one is this one and that one. And so that's why we ended up writing 15 books on showing people how to heal without drugs. Because once you start on one, you've not only missed the chance to fix what was broken, but now you're using up more nutrients in the work of detoxifying this drug.
You're all the time reading research. You're a research junkie, as you you've said many times. JAMA, you read a lot. What's piquing your interest here lately?
Oh, I'm absolutely livid about the most recent article this month in the Journal of Atrociously Asinine Medical Advice, otherwise known as JAMA, or Journal of the American Medical Association. But I'll let you decide, because, in fact, it'll be in an upcoming newsletter. When a person has sepsis, overwhelming infection, and they're in ICU, they have a 50% chance of not making it. Half of them die in ICU, and they never get out. So anything that could improve that 50% mortality in ICU would be enormous news. If it were a drug, oh, my gosh, everybody in the world would be on it. So they did this month in JAMA, an article entitled something like High Dose Vitamin C, Looking at It in Patients in ICU. And what they did was they gave them what they called high dose. When I lectured with Dr. Linus Pauling, he would not call it high dose. It was only 14 grams, and it was only over 3 or 4 days, and that was it. Now, that's like a spit in the ocean when you're near death in ICU. And what they did was they measured the CRP, the C-reactive protein, which is an indicator that the body is in a highly inflamed mode and really in deep trouble. And they found that the vitamin C did not change the CRP blood level, which it shouldn't, because they're absolutely, utterly ignorant that by the time you get to ICU, you're so low in vitamin D, B6, magnesium, manganese, selenium, copper, you name it. So anyway, that was a dumb mistake, but if you read the entire paper, as I do, instead of just the summary, which is all the doctors and the news reporters read, the quick little one paragraph summary, which said it didn't help. That's what it said. Vitamin C doesn't help in ICU. If you read the whole paper, it turns out that, oh my gosh, there was a 30% decrease in death in ICU patients that got the vitamin C.
Let me clarify just so we're clear. Okay, they did a study with vitamin C. It was really, they said it was a massive dose, but really it wasn't a massive dose at all. It wasn't even that strong a dose considering these patients. They did the vitamin C. It's not a drug, so obviously they're not fawning over it and foaming at the mouth to get this approved.
And it's cheap.
So they do the vitamin C. 50% of people that go to sepsis in ICU usually die. This decreased that level by 30% with the vitamin C.
Yep.
And then they said in this journal
they totally ignored it.
Vitamin
they
C
said,
doesn't help at all.
Well, we weren't looking at that. We were looking at the CRP. Because what they do is have a result that they don't like, then they change what they're looking at.
Ooh, what you just said is so profound. Because anybody can read and see different studies or see different things and how people have been affected, and they're like, well, this seems very clear, vaccines or whatever, all kinds of studies.
This would be huge news. If this were even a 10% decrease in death, one in 10 would not die. That normally would have. But this is a 30% decrease in death. It's not worth mentioning even in the summary. So when you go to the hospital, if you get overwhelming infection and you end up in ICU, the doctor who says, well, I do evidence-based medicine, and the JAMA said that vitamin C doesn't help people in ICU, and he has that right there in the summary to show to all the insurance companies and all the other doctors so that he doesn't use it.
You said you were lecturing with Linus Pauling. Talk about that a little bit.
Oh, that was kind of cool. It was 25 or so years ago. Actually, it was kind of cool. We were in Clearwater, Florida, and we all had our slick power slides, and multicolors and things that move around on the slide. We were getting very techy. And Linus got up there with his little beret on and not a single slide, and you could hear a pin drop. I mean, there was no conversation. There was nothing. Everybody was riveted on him. Anyway, it was kind of cool. And then all my colleagues who are kind of narcissistic, they all had their photos taken with him. So.
But didn't listen to anything he said? But didn't believe what he said? Or what?
Who cares? Yeah, whatever. The Journal of Atrociously Asinine Medical Advice, JAMA, has in the last 2 years trashed not only vitamin C, but vitamin D, vitamin E, etc., things that you cannot heal anything without. For example, D, they used inferior dose. They used a dose that's only for rickets. It has nothing to do with curing diabetes, heart failure, depression, recurrent infections, leaky gut, which leads to autoimmune, osteoporosis, kidney disease, fatty liver, insulin resistance, none of those. You have to have levels over 80 nanogram per milliliter in order to be effective. And so that's one of the many reasons why there's an epidemic of vitamin D deficiency in the United States. People use sunscreen. They're not out in the sun that much. They have diets that are low in it, et cetera. And so there are deficiencies in every socioeconomic level. In fact, one study blew my mind. 85% of kids were low in it. Because
wow.
One of the biggest, probably the biggest problem with vitamin D is that the norm on LabCorp and Quest, all the commercial labs, is 30 nanograms per deciliter. This is 50 years antiquated. This is when, right after D was discovered and doctors learned that they could actually test the levels. So the people who run the labs decided, well, we have to find out what normal is. So they made a huge mistake. They took blood that was already in the lab. And in those days, when you had blood tests done, you had to be extremely wealthy and very sick because there were hardly any. I mean, they didn't even invent the chemical profile until the 60s. And the norm says 30 nanogram per milliliter is normal.
And that was from blood. 80. And that was from blood that people are already massively sick.
Pardon me?
And that would that measure came from blood of people that were already seriously sick.
Right.
Hey,
and it only is good for rickets, which I've never seen in 50 years of medicine that I've been practicing.
Wow. Let me I promise people if they call, look, if you want to call and ask Dr. Rogers a question, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. We do have a caller, and I promise we'd go to him early. So let's pause here and go to one of our callers here and see what they have on their mind. Alex, I don't know where you're from, Alex, but welcome to the Power Hour. You're live on the air with Dr. Rogers.
Hey, thanks a lot, Daniel and Dr. Rogers. Dr. Rogers, could you debunk this ridiculous, absurd article that I came across from Life Extension magazine back in April 2017. The headline is, "Will Metformin Become the First Anti-Aging Drug?" Et cetera, et cetera. And they have all these studies, and it seems like they're being infiltrated by the big pharma.
I read it,
Alex.
Industry. Thank you. You're right. You're right, sweetie.
Great question.
I read all those and the papers, et cetera. I don't know if you've read How to Cure Diabetes yet, but one of the first things that metformin does is lower your B12. And then once you have that lowered, then you're set up for every and any disease, especially brain deterioration, abnormal paresthesias, numbness, tingling, loss of sensation, and then it can just go, it can morph into everything from endothelial dysfunction, et cetera. The metformin, the way it works is it increases your peroxisomes, which is one of the mechanisms. What that is.
What is that? What are those?
They're little organelles inside of every cell that control your genes, and which is one of the reasons why the gene doctors are so worthless, because once they examine a gene, they don't do anything to fix your abnormal detoxification, or they don't do anything to fix the gene, because nutrients and foods control and speak to the genes. The repair of peroxisomes is in the book Detoxify or Die. There are many ways to repair them. You need the 8 forms of the vitamin E. You need the phosphatidylcholine powder. You need that lemon-flavored cod liver oil in glass. I think you have all those things, don't you, Dan?
Correct. Yeah, we got the full spectrum vitamin E. And,
yeah.
No, we don't have the cod liver oil. You got to get the. We recommend the Carlson's. And you can, there's many places you can get that, but you want it in glass, not the capsules.
Actually, the February Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry showed that the next leading brand in the country, which I will not name, but everyone has heard of it, actually esterified, and it went bad, and so it didn't work well in the experiments, but it'll be in the newsletter. So anyway, if you want anti-age, there are many ways that the metformin can help make things look better for all those studies, Alex. And I commend you for pushing on this and wanting to find the real deal. One of the other things that metformin does, besides heal the peroxisomes, which control your genes for detoxification, and there's only two causes for all disease, nutrient levels go down, toxicity levels go up. The metformin also decreases insulin resistance, again, by helping the peroxisomes. But a much better way to decrease insulin resistance is to go on a low-carbohydrate diet or even the keto diet for a while. And by the way, you can't actually heal insulin resistance without proper levels of vitamin D, as we were talking before, and it has to be over 80 to 90 nanograms per milliliter. So the bottom line is, yes, metformin looks like it's a good deal. Would I take it? Never in a million years.
Let me ask you a question, because I'm talking to my cousin and my aunt and her husband, my uncle by marriage. He went to his doctor, and the doctor said, "Well, you look like you're pre-diabetic, so let's start you on metformin." And then, sure enough, then, sometime thereafter, "Well, now you're full-blown diabetic. It's a good thing we got you on that metformin."
No, it isn't. He actually caused it, because he totally ignored. He had an opportunity then to actually cure the pre-diabetes. More than one in three, the stats are overwhelming, are pre-diabetic. One in eight are diabetic in the U.S.
Wow.
We lead the world in disease.
That many?
If you want to create diabetes, let's go back and create it. How can you do it? Oh, let's see. Give them Lipitor. That causes it. The statins. You can do it with that. Oh, you can do it with PPI, the Nexium, Omeprazole, because they poison your gastric acid, so you can't absorb your minerals like zinc, copper, manganese, molybdenum that you must have in order to cure prediabetes. The docs who end up with people who have diabetes after they had prediabetes actually caused it, because they did nothing. Everything in medicine is watchful waiting, even with cancers. A lot of it you have repeated blood tests and x-rays. Oh, I love this study, in fact, that just popped into my head from the Journal of Atrociously Asinine Medical Advice. They looked at people with colon cancer, and they did two groups. One group, they just did the regular care. The other group, every few months, they checked the CEA, one of the cancer blood tests, and a CT, cancer x-ray. Guess what they found? It didn't matter if you had the blood test and the x-ray every few months or not. You died just as soon. Why? Because they were too stupid to do anything about the cancer of the colon.
Well,
all they did was see if doing repeated blood tests and x-rays, which give you now more chance of cancer with more radiation, they make you anemic. Sometimes when I do consults on our readers in two dozen countries on the phone, they're so anemic from repeated blood draws, because do is repeatedly draw blood and x-ray. They don't do anything to reverse the cancer.
Dr. Rogers, I wish that you would quit holding back and tell us really how you feel. Will you quit, please, holding back? We got other callers. Alex, you have a follow-up or comment or anything? Great question. We got other callers.
Thanks so much. Dr. Rogers, do you have a... like a newsletter article that actually goes through that original 2017 life extension garbage, absurd metformin.
Yeah,
promotion.
But I couldn't tell you which year it is. Because I've written
okay.
30 years of it, so actually there were some very kind nuns in a monastery who made an index of some of our newsletters years ago, and then they realized that it was a thankless task because you can't it would be so huge it would be like 2 feet thick because it's every nutrient. Every disease, every symptom. So it's a learning curve that people need to go through to just keep getting smarter and smarter. That's why my mantra is, my goal is to make you too smart to fail.
Alex, thank you so much. That's a great question, Alex. Thank you so much for listening. Let's go to, we got a couple of minutes for the break. We'll get the question in, and we got Brian and Jim also holding. Mary in Missouri, you're live on the air.
Hi, Daniel. Thank you for taking my call.
Hello.
Dr. Rogers. Hi, Ann. It's great to speak with you. I really appreciate your knowledge.
Oh,
I have
thank
read
you.
Your high blood pressure hoax book. I've got an issue I want to see if you can help me with. Every day I wake up thinking, is this the day? Is this the day? My right leg, I've got a vein that started like at my ankle, and now it feels like it's going about almost up to my knee. It's as hard as a rock, and it feels like a burning bruise. And I take everything you said in the book, and I'm taking heart drops. I'm just kind of at my wit's end. Is there any?
Yeah, but what you need, you're describing a possible, Mary, you're describing a possible DVT, deep vein thrombosis, or clot, which could go to your heart, your brain, or anywhere. I would get that cardio-ion test with an expert interpretation.
Okay,
and
stay right there.
And I'd get a D-dimer.
There's the music. Hey, Mary, just hold on. We'll get you on the other side. And Brian and Jim and anybody else
okay.
want to call. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Stay tuned. Stay right there, Mary. Dr. Rogers on the other side.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. Thepowermall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. Thepowermall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made. Good for you. Food stores, I love to eat. Yum.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll get to your questions in a second. It's really stacking up here with Dr. Rogers, but I want to make you aware of the specials over at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com. We have all of Robert Redfern's, the curcumin, the Sera enzyme, Sera peptides, all those, everything that Dr. Rogers has mentioned, vitamin E, full spectrum, not just a couple alpha tocopherols, I can't even say it, a full spectrum vitamin E. We know that the half way vitamin E causes harm. You need the full spectrum vitamin E. The vitamin D she mentioned, phosphatidylcholine. We also have the detox cocktail from her is on special. The Strauss Heart Drops, the magnesium oil to go on your muscles for restless legs, what have you. The other magnesium to actually ingest very high quality magnesium. There was a difference. I had a discussion. I was in a group of people and we were talking, and I'm just all the time getting information out there to people, and you know, with varying levels of success. But one thing that I've noticed, people are under the perception, oh, magnesium or selenium, you mentioned, oh, I can get that at Walmart, right, or whatever. I'm like, no, you can't. You're going to get some inferior chemical form that's actually probably going to do more harm than good. And getting people to understand that natural things work. Dr. Rogers has proven this. Natural things work. Minerals work. Detoxification works. This is the only thing that works for real health. But you got to know the source and what you're doing and have trusted place to go to. That's why what Joyce Riley did. God bless Joyce. I can see her all the time in my head. Her bringing the Power Mall and these type of products, she was one of the first to do this on this level and bring these type of products together. Everything we bring is the best we can find on this subject and from the best people. That's why we say buy from the good guys. And that's what we need your support. We deserve your support, and you need to purchase things like we have at the Power Mall. Dr. Rogers, PrestigePublishing.com. You can see her fantastic books, just essential books. And you can check that out and the newsletter at prestigepublishing.com. All the products at thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Thank you for your support, your donations, and your purchases. And everybody needs toothpaste, right? Everybody needs mouthwash and deodorant. We have all those together. Buy from us, will you? Do me a favor. Just buy them from us. They're the best. And there's no aluminum or any parabens in the deodorant. That deodorant's fantastic. Anyway, back to Dr. Rogers. We got a lot of callers on hold. We're going to try to go through them. We're talking to Marion, Missouri. She's got a situation, Dr. Rogers, where it sounds like there may be a DVT going on. What's your recommendation?
Oh, yeah, Mary, this is serious. You need to check a D-dimer. It's available. We've talked about it as part of the crystal ball test in the last few years of the newsletter. That'll show if you're already making clots, because anything that's above the norm, you're already making clots. All it does is measure breakdown of fibrin or clot material. If I were in your shoes, I would get the cardioion with the expert interpretation.
Let me pause you right there, Dr. Rogers, because you say that. What is it? Okay, so they get a cardioion test, and you say expert evaluation. You mean you evaluate it, or who? What do you mean?
I do it in 24 countries with folks, readers of ours on the phone. Before I do it, I evaluate the last 3 years of their records from all the doctors they've seen that they send me, so that plus they fill out our questionnaire, so that I end up knowing more about them than any other doctor has ever known. And then we have 11 pages of their nutrients, vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, aminos, organic, et cetera, because it shows where they're headed, how they got sick, what they have to do to get well. It's one of the best tests I've seen in 50 years of medicine. And I don't know how much longer it's going to be available, because the people who bought the test from the originators keep making little changes in it, which are not beneficial. So
they can. She can get this test. How can she get this test? Where does she need to go?
Lots of ways. The book How to Cure Diabetes, and she might think, oh, well, I don't have diabetes, but it could have just as well been called How to Cure Alzheimer's or How to Cure Anything, because it's all God's chemistry. But that tells people how to get the test, where to get it. Many of them go to a website we got from the Wall Street Journal years ago called directlabs.com, and they go there and get their test, the Genova Metametrics Cardioion. And anyway, so
directlabs.com, directlabs.com, they can check that out. Mary, do you have any follow-up question here?
Well, just one. If I have blood clots, does that mean it's a death sentence, or can they help?
Depends on the extent of everything and your chemistry and how much of it has been identified and changed. When you go to a regular vein specialist, he will be focused on certain things. He may want to put you on a blood thinner, one of the newer ones, or the older things like Coumadin or Warfarin. He may want to put you on one of the newer ones like Xarelto. There are many problems with these newer ones because they are touted as being wonderful, because you don't have to have your PT, your prothrombin time, checked every week. The reason you don't check it is because there is no test to see if they're working properly. And we've gone into all of this in the last 5 or 6 years of the newsletter. There's so much more you need to know, but you need to work quickly, because this is serious. You could throw a clot to your brain or your heart at any time. How old are you, sweetie?
69.
Okay. So you're young. You do not want to make this your last year, so I would get right on it. I would see a vein specialist, because he will probably put you on a blood thinner, but he won't do the test that looks at all your nutrient levels so that you can start to get this better and decrease your chances of throwing the clots, because you're low in many nutrients. And that's part of the problem. Like, for example, when I see the last group I saw was actually a dentist who threw a clot while he was on an airplane, and he was only in his 50s. And they recommended the umbrella that they stick up into the vein to try to collect clots so that they won't go to your heart or your brain. The problem is, as we showed in the newsletter, I'm a reference junkie, that these umbrellas, as I call them, actually increase your clots sixfold. They show that they are not a good idea. Because, remember, all medicine works blindly. They do not look at the nutrient levels that cause the clots.
All right, let me interject.
Cause the elevated. See, you already know you have vessel disease, and you've tried to do certain things for it, but your vessel disease and your nutrient deficiencies are too far along. They need to be found and fixed.
Okay, so let me summarize here what you've told her. She needs to get in touch with you from your book, How to Cure Diabetes. Get this test and go from there as quickly as possible and have somebody
Yeah, but see a vein specialist first, because they would probably put her on a blood thinner, because she could throw clots.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Is there a blood thinner that's safe?
Well, yes, we've talked about them, you know. I have instructions from Dan. There are all sorts of quick questions, but there are no quick answers because we're dealing with a large group.
Is there
of
one that's better than the other?
We have never examined.
Is there a blood thinner that you'd recommend over another if you had a choice?
Well, it depends on how bad, what her parameters are, what her CRP, et cetera. If she's in real danger, I would go for the Coumadin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Mary, great question, and get on that. Dr. Rogers, what's your phone number
at
Prestige Publishing also? Will you give your phone number out, please?
1-800-846-6687. 1-800-846-6687. But what I was going to say is also I would have heparin on board, which is in the newsletter 2011. We have lots of reasons why everyone should have that around the house, because it has saved many of our readers from heart attack, pulmonary embolus, atrial fibrillation, starting stroke symptoms, turn them right off. So anyway, that's 2011.
Go. Thank you so much, Mary. Great question, and let us know how we can help in any way. There's some places
Thank
for you to
you
go.
Thank you so much.
God bless you,
Thank
Mary.
You're welcome.
You stay positive. Stay positive. Brian in Missouri, you're on the air. What's your question, please, Brian?
I don't really have a question. I just have to tell Dr. Shirley Rogers something. I do this Kundalini yoga twice a day, and I saw an Indian Lifetime in the early 1600s in Nebraska. And you're in that lifetime. You were the wife of the chief. So I thought you'd want to know that. I know a lot more about it, but I don't want to take a lot of time.
Well, thank you, Brian.
I'm happy that you do yoga, Brian, because as a medical doctor way back, I broke my back 6 times jumping horses, et cetera. So I had a lot of back pain, and I ran into a woman who was very interested in yoga, and she took me on and showed me, and it really helped my back tremendously. I liked that a lot. I've done many other things. I've never had back surgery. I play tennis every day, and I have no symptoms, no medicines. But anyway, yoga was a wonderful thing for that, so you're absolutely right.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you so much for coming. Let's go.
Mini yoga, or was it regular yoga?
I don't remember the name of it, but it was a name that I had never heard before, and I didn't bother to keep learning the name.
Absolutely.
I just learned how to do it.
But, the one that I do the intuition, and if you are Rh negative blood, then you get the kind of stuff I get.
I am Rh negative. B negative. Very rare type.
All right. Thank you, Brian. We got a lot of callers. Thank you so much for your call. Jim in California, you're live on the air with Dr. Rogers. What's your question or comment?
I was wondering, about the same age as you, Dr. Rogers, and I've been a tennis player for 40 years playing tournaments, but lately I got high blood pressure, and I want to know what I can do for that, and I don't have any energy. That's all gone down south.
Ooh, yeah, I would get the cardioine. Why screw around?
Huh?
Why screw around? Why wait? Get the cardioine, get a consult, and we can go over it so you can get back to tennis.
Cardioine?
Yeah.
The test.
I don't know.
The test.
Where do I go for that?
You have to.
What's the
know
book? What's what do you go to high blood pressure
helps? How to cure diabetes. It's in there. It's in the last 2 years of the newsletter. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. I've been taking cayenne pepper for the blood pressure, and it's helped a lot.
Good.
And,
but remember, that's
wondering
a nightshade, Jim. And nightshades, remember in the book, Pain-Free in 6 Weeks, nightshades cause arthritis in 3 out of 4 people, and you don't want to become sensitive to it and develop arthritis. That won't help your tennis either.
Wow. Would castor oil do any good?
Probably not. It's, you know, remember, you're kind of brainwashed, sweetie, in that we've all been taught that, oh, if you have this symptom, you take this drug. If you have this other symptom, you take this other drug. But when it comes to God's molecular biochemistry, it's not a solo act. It's an orchestration. Many nutrients are missing when you have this much trouble. When you have high blood pressure and no energy, it's not one nutrient. It's a combination. The whole orchestra is out of tune, if you will. And so that's what we do, is put it back together. Because you can see when you look at the 11 pages, and I go through them with folks on the phone, then you can see exactly what is wrong, what's broken. We know, we can spell out what doses you need, what brands, et cetera, so that you can actually fix your chemistry. Why medicine doesn't do this is such an enigma, because it is so fascinating and so functional.
Hey, Dr. Roger, I got a question listening to you is, you know, especially the way the test you mentioned in the JAMA was interpreted. Why should we have any, it's almost like I don't have any confidence in anything they say. My default position is they're probably wrong until proven otherwise. Why would I not have that position?
Got me. It's all drugs and devices. Like I say, in the newsletter throughout the years, we've gone through the practice guidelines. In fact, well, this is a cute story. When I was lecturing on the cruise ships, one of the conditions I was particularly concerned about was macular degeneration, because once you get that diagnosis, the ophthalmologist usually tells people they better get their houses in order, because they're going to be blind in 5 years and there's nothing you can do about it. So I showed all the chemistry and the x-rays and whatnot, and the retinopathy, et cetera, the photographs from the macular degeneration specialists on people's eyes. And we showed all the data, all the evidence, and then we showed the people whose vision was reversed. And then in the question and answer section, some people got up, whom I have never met, and they said, oh, well, I just followed the stuff that was in your last 10 years of your newsletters, and I got rid of my macular degeneration. And when I went back to my ophthalmologist, he said, wow, I've never seen anybody reverse it in my whole practice lifetime. And then he said, well, do you want to know what I did? He said, no, just keep doing it. So there was an ophthalmologist in the audience who had a cardio-ion test with me a few weeks later. And I said to him after we interpreted his, I said, now, you saw the evidence on my lecture and the people even in the audience about reversing macular degeneration that you all say is not reversible. So are you going to change your practice now and measure their DHA, the dehydroepiandrosterone, et cetera, the main fatty acid in the eye and the retina? He said, oh, no, I can't do that. I said, why? He said, oh, because if my patients came in talking about nutrition to my partners on my day off, they'd be mad and fire me from the group.
Hey, Dr. Rogers, what's that cardio ion? What does that do?
That's 11 pages of your molecular biochemistry of everything.
It's a test.
Your blood
pressure. It's a test, Jim.
But how would they know
test.
What vitamins I should take when they're so stupid? They only have 1 hour. Their
That's
whole
why
medical
I do it on the phone. That's why I do it on the phone with our readers.
Could you give me some things that you found that are common that I could take now?
Yeah, they're in the book, How to Cure Diabetes.
I don't want to go run into an MD. I hate
okay, How to Cure that, Jim. She recommended
the book, How to Cure
Diabetes. Find the book, How to Cure Diabetes. Get that book from her at Prestige
Publishing.
And you
should also read the High Blood Pressure Hoax, because you're already
High Blood Pressure Hoax. There's two
pressure.
Books for you to go to. If you read those books, they'll also tell you about
the
test. The
cardio
ion
of
is a test. It's a test, and then it's going to let you know. And then if you want to consult with Dr. Rogers, you can, or find somebody else that can tell you. But I would start with those books. Like she said,
next month in the newsletter, we have a test, 25 questions, because we're so disgusted that we can't find any doctors who know how to interpret the cardioion to my satisfaction, but I'm kind of a reference junkie and read 4 hours of molecular biochemistry every day. But we have a test so that you can... The test?
I don't have it.
Depends on where you get it and how you get it. It can be $500 or it can be more if you get it in the wrong places. I've seen
and they'll
people
learn,
pay $900.
If he reads the book, Dr. Rogers, if he gets that book, How to Cure Diabetes, it goes through this and tells him where to go, correct?
Yeah, but he may also just cure it just doing the stuff that's in the book and the high blood pressure hoax and the last couple of years of the newsletter.
Start there,
that's why we write about it.
Garbage. It's just junk to me.
Start there, Jim.
How about testosterone? I know mine is low.
Yeah, but you're not making it. Why would you take it when you just want to learn how to make your body make it?
What foods to eat or what vitamins to take or what nutrition.
And that's what the book is about. That's what those two books are about in the last couple of years of the newsletters. Exactly. You can't
Could
do
you just,
it. If you think you can.
What things that are common that will help? So people
yeah, but we don't. Dan won't give me that much time.
There's people listening right now that have the same trouble.
Hold on, Jim. Hold on, Jim.
And they don't get anything out of your program.
Hold on, Jim. Stop, Dr. Rogers, stop. Here, let me interject here. Everybody who calls in has major situation that's very important to them. I understand health and the absence of health. Dr. Rogers has these questions thrown at her, and you're throwing and looking for her almost to, come up with a snappy answer. There's a lot of quick questions. There are not quick answers. She doesn't know everything about you. You're asking her to snap off something, and she doesn't even know everything about you. That's why she wrote these books. You have to take some responsibility to read this book and to at least have her some parameters she can work with and then talk to you, what have you. She's giving you a lot of information. Now, Dr. Rogers, we have Tom Holding from Michigan. I definitely want to get to him. You have 1 or 2 minutes. Can you quickly, is there a way to outline his question about general things to take for him?
No. Because it's too much and we don't know what he's low in.
Okay, just general. Is there some general, just Tom, Dick, and Harry off the street, is there a general thing they need to think about?
Sure,
about
the cod liver oil, the 8 forms of E, the PC powder, start with the, because most people, their cell membranes are literally starving for the right fatty acids and choked with the wrong ones.
Okay, there you go, Jim.
But if he's still eating the 7M, it won't help.
There you go, Jim. Start with phosphatidylcholine, cod liver oil, and the full-spectrum vitamin E at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. There you go. I think that's a great place to start with the books. You're going to enhance your knowledge there and enhance your actions. I'm sorry, there's no quick answers to this.
If you want a quick answer, take a drug.
There you go. I mean, really. She's not avoiding your question. I used to think that listening to you, Dr. Rogers, I think, wow, she's kind of, and then the more I thought about it, the more I researched. Now I understand where you're coming. I really do. And so I don't want to go this back and forth.
When we go over the cardioion with people on the phone, it takes me an hour to interpret the 11 pages and show them what nutrients they're low in, what to take, what doses, how long to take it, et cetera. It takes an hour.
There you go. A
Plus,
great question.
I go through
Jim.
Their last 3 years of records. Gratis before that, and that takes me another hour or two, depending on how much they send.
Jim, it's a great question, and let us know how we can help. You can call us or you can get a hold of Dr. Rogers at PrestigePublishing.com.
I wish you could give more general things that a person could try.
She just did. Jim, she just did. Phosphatidylcholine, cod liver oil from Carlson's, and the full-spectrum vitamin E. I would add probably the vitamin C and the vitamin D, but that's me speaking, probably not Dr. Rogers, but start there. Phosphatidylcholine with the cod liver oil in glass from Carlson's and the full spectrum vitamin E. You can get all those at the Power Mall, the kind that she recommends.
And we have no idea of the status of his gut, what medications he might be on that could interfere with all of this, all the other nutrients that would impair these from working properly. We're looking absolutely blindly and with no knowledge.
There you go. Let's go. Jim, she just gave you a general place to start. She gave you a fantastic place to start. Fantastic. Tom, I definitely want to get your question. We've got 2 minutes. Tom in Michigan, you're live. Tom, I know we're out of time, but quickly.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. I'd like to, have you run into any information on fasting producing stem cells? And that's basically the short of my question.
Great question, Tom.
The only way I've seen that is with, for example, Jason Fung, a nephrologist, kidney specialist, wrote a book, something about fasting. The title is Fasting. And it's basically people who've been ketogenic. They have gone and some have reversed cancers. Some have increased stem cells. But you have to have tremendous amount of guidance. And I would never recommend doing it without a cardio-ion first.
There you go.
Okay. Well, I have to agree with you, and I know you're short on time. So, yeah.
Tom, thank you for waiting. I'm sorry
you
didn't have time.
You're right on board. You're just, you need more, but you're on the right wavelength.
Okay. Thank you. I don't want to go into my life history. I started studying Professor
Armalira
back in 1985. But, I should have been supplementing more. I can tell you I'm supplementing, quite a bit more now. I have, quite a few of your books, and I've gotten a lot of really good information from them, and I thank you.
Well, thank you
You're very welcome, Tom.
Thank you for the question, everybody. Dr. Rogers, PrestigePublishing.com, that phone number is 1-800-846-6687, 1-800-846-6687. And I hope I didn't come across Jim short with you. I didn't. I just wanted to... This back and forth, I just want to get focused. I want you to be healthy.
We just need to make Jim too smart to fail.
Yes, exactly, Jim. So I hope you didn't take it that way, Jim, or anybody listening. Thank you so much for your calls. But these questions are very comprehensive to properly answer them. I mean, really, I get it now, Dr. Rogers. I get it. I really do. Thank you, as always. God bless you, Dr. Rogers. Until next month, you take care and keep winning at tennis. I guess she's gone. There she goes. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll not be here tomorrow. But then, George Friend will be filling in. And we got some great replays. And, yeah, we want you happy, healthy, successful, and free, just as God intends you to be. Don't you ever forget it. God bless. We love you. See you soon.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.